Welcome to The Thriving Life, where we help women navigate the world while wearing multiple hats. On this podcast, you'll be equipped with mindset, strategy, and skills that will help you lead your life, thrive, and have it all without sacrifice and burnout. I'm your hostess, Ume Oguta, and I'm here to make having it all less intimidating. So grab a seat, kick your shoes off, and let's talk. Well, hello, Thriving Family. Welcome to another podcast episode. How are you? I'm feeling very excited today as we kick off our series on burnouts. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about how to raise your standards. You might have questions, and we're going to talk about it, why standards matter, how they relate to burnout, and what you can do to start raising them. And in case you missed the last two episodes, I shared that throughout the month of August, I'll be focusing on burnout, especially in my email community, Permission Granted. If you're not on my email list, what are you waiting for? Go to oliveandbliss.ca/join to sign up. And as a thank you, you're going to get my 15-minute masterclass on three mindset shifts that'll help you give yourself the permission that you need to show up unapologetically and go after the dreams that you have for your life without sacrificing your family or health and well-being in the process. So go check it out. I'm also offering some Voxer coaching sessions for a couple more weeks, I think. And that list, the link is going to be in Permission Granted as well on the Tuesday before the coaching session. So you can join us on Voxer on Friday. It's very simple and straightforward. You get the link, add me on Voxer, and then on Friday, you send in your question and we coach. That's it. Women have had some amazing breakthroughs and it's been an honor to be able to support them in this way. We don't have to sit for 60 minutes. We just go back and forth chatting. Go check it out. oliveandbliss.ca/join. Okay. This week, as we kick off this conversation on burnout, we're going to be talking about how to raise your standards. And if it seems a bit odd to be starting with this instead of talking about what burnout is and how you can recover and prevent it, don't worry. I get it. And I promise we'll get there. But first, I just want to lay the foundation that's going to help you really embody the rest of this conversation and really open up your mind to think a little bit differently about burnout, to think a little bit differently about how you can approach your life, not just when it comes to work, but also even just being a mom and also your health and well-being in all areas. All right. And so we're going to start off with just talking about what is a standard. The dictionary defines a standard as a level of quality and an accepted way of being as normal. And I'm going to say this, that we all have standards. Whether or not we think we do, we do. Your standards are the operating principles that you live by. And the thing is, you will always live on par with your standards. Otherwise, things will feel out of order for you. So for me, I think it will be a disservice to talk about burnout without talking about standards, because your standards will define how you live your life. They shape how you approach work, your relationships, your health and fitness, your dressing. They shape the boundaries that you set up and what you're willing to tolerate, even if you don't say it out loud. It just runs subconsciously in your mind. One of the things that I truly believe is that in order for you to create a burnout-proof lifestyle, in order for you to have a life where you're thriving, you must have the self-image of a woman who has a burnout-proof life, who has a thriving life. And to do that, you're going to be faced with raising your standards, because if your standards were on par with that, you would have had that thriving life. You would have had that burnout-proof lifestyle. But here's where it gets sticky. Many of you think that you have to wait for your circumstances to change. You have to wait for the people in your life to change before your life can be burnout-proof, before you can thrive. And that hasn't happened yet. Your standards are key. Your standard defines what you tolerate and accept. Again, remember, this is the accepted way of being. This is the accepted thing considered normal. And I know one of the things, especially when I speak to my clients, which I think a lot of us can relate to, is that we shy away from raising standards. When we hear about raising standards, we start to think of people who are stuck up, who stick their nose up in the air, and that's not true. If you really worry about becoming that kind of person, raising your standards is not going to change you. I really want to invite you to notice the thoughts that you have about women who have raised standards. Notice the thoughts that you have when I say raise your standards. You might call those kinds of women high maintenance,
And because this is the thought you have when you think, oh, she's high maintenance, you have a fear around becoming that woman. And the funny thing is, your fear around being called high maintenance or stuck up is what's going to stop you from raising your standards. I've seen this happen with many of my clients. They start to experience massive changes and then they like want to pull back because they worry that their family's going to think differently about them, that people are going to tell them that they think they're better than them. And my question is always, so what? How do you think you want to respond to these people instead of choosing to dim your light, instead of choosing to hide just so they can feel better? And you'll notice this a lot because I coach many women on people pleasing and boundaries. I notice this with boundaries. If you struggle with boundaries, it's because you haven't defined what your standards are for how you live your life. Some of you might even need to have those boundaries with yourself. It might be this low standard that you have when it comes to boundaries, where people can say whatever they want. People can comment about your body. People can comment about you and you just take it. Most times people don't see a need to set a boundary. Especially if you're a people pleaser, if you have people pleasing tendencies, you don't want people to be upset at you. You don't want people to not like you. You want to feel like you belong. And then you become this yes woman every day, all day. You won't speak up. And after this episode, that's going to change because I'm going to give you the skills. I'm going to give you some of the mindset tools that you can use to start making some changes and raise your standards. Before we even get to changing, let's just talk about how to identify that. How do you identify what your standards are? I want you to pay attention to what you're tolerating. What are the things that annoy you? What are the things that irritate you? What are the things that possibly they drain your energy? These are the things that you might be tolerating. And I know for me, for many years, I had this inner self-critic that was so loud and so mean, and I just tolerated her. Clutter was something that I tolerated when I became a mom. And I was just like, well, this is the way it is. It needs to be. And then I would buy more like storage solutions. I'm using storage solutions here with my fingers to kind of manage the clutter versus saying, no, this is the standard that we have and we keep that. And I don't need to buy all these things. We just need to know this is the standard and learn to buy according to that standard. Another thing that I was tolerating was just not showing up for myself when something was important to me. Those were the things that I tolerated. And I remember, especially after I had my third child, so we moved. We didn't really have a lot of stores. We still don't have stores where you can just go buy clothes. I think we have maybe one or two where, or maybe three, where you can go find clothes. But I remember coming here and none of the stores here were stores I'd shopped at before. And I would wear my my maternity wear because I was so scared of shopping online. I didn't want to deal with my changing body, even though I did a whole thing on changing it. I was like, oh, I'll just manage. And then when we travel, then I'll get to shop. I was tolerating. And then recently, I think maybe like as recent as 5 months ago, I saw that I was tolerating underwear that I had outgrown, which is a whole conversation on its own because my body had changed and I wasn't really paying attention. I thought, you know, I can manage, but no. So if that's you, we're going to do a whole episode on that. So if you have questions, you want me to talk about something, come send me an email at hello@oliveandbliss.ca or come find me on Instagram. I'm at Olive and Bliss Wellness. And we can talk about that. Tell me what you want me to talk about when it comes to underwear and undergarments, I should say, for the more proper people. So just notice where you're tolerating things in your life. And for me, I kind of think about this as an audit. One of my previous jobs was a quality assurance auditor. And part of my work was always to compare our company or other companies' work against clinical trial standards and regulations or the SOPs and guidelines, and to find where they weren't doing the work and it was not up to standards. And so they could course correct because of the things that I found. And as I've evolved in my career, I tend to see that when people hear about auditing, they think it's this thing where you get a slap on the wrist or you get dinged for doing something bad. But if you look beyond that, you can see that auditing is very helpful because it's very objective, I would say. And it just looks at this is what you said you're going to do. This is the standard that you set for yourself, but you're not living up to it. That's the way I kind of see an audit. And so I really want you to start with your relationship with yourself first. What do you expect of yourself? What are the things you say? Do you expect yourself to not have control, to always be late, to be scattered, to always be tired and overwhelmed all the time? Do you expect yourself to not keep your promises to yourself? Where did these expectations come from? Because when you think about your standards, you really want to be looking at what is currently happening right now. Many of us will look to our past to inform our present or our future. And you might tell yourself, well, I tried to show up for myself. I tried to go to things on time, but it didn't work. So I'll never be the person who shows up on time. And I would want to ask you, how is this helping you? I really want you to challenge that thought. Because when you think about your future, when you think about the self-image of a woman who is living a life where she's thriving, her life is burnout proof, you've never been her. And so you want to be thinking about her instead. That version of you is available. How would she think? How would she feel? How would she act when it comes to the relationship with herself? Would she talk down to herself? Would she expect herself to have no control? Would she always think that she's always late? Would she think about herself as being scattered and always tired and overwhelmed? This is where you get to think about, what are the standards that she has? I think about one of my clients who for a very long time was tolerating clients who were not showing up to meetings. And even though it irritated her, she tolerated it because she just said, well, I have time on my calendar. It's no big deal. We can always reschedule. And I really had to bring to her attention that because this thing is irritating you, there's something here for you. You don't think about yourself currently. Don't think about your circumstance right now. Think about the future you. She is telling you that this is something that needs to be addressed, right? And it wasn't until she saw how she wasn't stepping up in her own life to do what she said she'll do when she said she'll do it that she realized, oh, this is something that needs to be addressed. And so she started thinking of how she would think, how she would act and feel if she had a full roster of clients. And from that lens, she started to raise her standards and expected differently from her client. And so that helped her to be able to have a conversation around the timing and thinking about what would work best for her clients. It helped her in her business. And once she raised her standards, within a few months, she had a full roster of clients. And so I'm sharing this example because sometimes we think that, again, our circumstances need to change and people need to change in order for us to be able to do something. But what if you're being called to raise your standard so that you can step into the next version, into the next iteration of what you need to create in the world? So once you identify those areas, it's not that you need to shame yourself. Again, we're just auditing. We're being very objective. You just want to take stock and make an informed decision. And that decision, it's very simple. Are you ready? It is to raise the standard. That's all. You're going to pick one area of your life and decide on the standard that you want to have. For me, I think it's very important that you think about the burnout-proof lifestyle that you want, the thriving life that you want. What is one area of your life that you can pick and then decide on a standard? For people, especially if you're a working mom, I hear this all the time. Oh, work takes up too much of my time. I'm finding myself working in the evenings. I'm finding myself working on weekends. What if you could pick that as an area that you want to address and decide that your standard is, I don't work on weekends? That's a standard that I have for myself. I've had this ever since I started my career. My thing was always, I don't work on weekends. And every job interview I went for, if I ever heard a hint of weekend work, that was it. I don't apply for those kinds of jobs. I don't even go for the interviews because I know for me, my weekends are for my family and just for me to relax and plan for the week. And so I don't want to be thinking about work. So I have that as a standard. And maybe that could be you, but you don't have to start with the weekend. It could just be once a week. I don't work past, 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or whatever time it is that you end work. Start with that and practice it over and over again. You can just decide one day, I don't work past this particular time, and that's it. And when people ask you, oh, could you do this? Oh, I don't work past this time. That's what I do. When people are like, oh, are you going to do this? I'm like, no, I don't work on weekends. It's very simple. I don't have to explain. I don't see the need to. And once I'm very sold on that, people don't even see the need to ask because I'm very confident in that standard that I've set. So that's the example that I have for you. And it doesn't need to be complicated. I know a lot of you overachievers, you're going to start thinking, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. No, just pick one thing, decide the standard that you want to increase. And here's one thing I want to say before we wrap up on this episode. When you want to make a change, your brain gets really excited about the change and you think everything's going to go fine. No, I'm of the belief that that's when things get really hard. Because guess what? You're going to challenge your current identity, right? Your current self-image is going to be challenged. And so you're going to find yourself experiencing obstacles. You'll notice right away, things will start to happen that'll get in the way of you being able to uphold that standard. And so what I want you to do is to plan for those obstacles. What are some things that might get in the way? One of the things is if you have thoughts about women who have raised standards, right? If you have thoughts about women being high maintenance, that's going to come in the way because it's going to be like, well, I don't want to be her. Let's not do it. Let's just stay here. So you really want to clean that up and think about why is it important for you to raise your standard? How will your life change when you raise your standard? Really be sold on that. Because if you're not, then subconsciously, you're going to sabotage yourself. And it's not a negative thing. It's just that this is how your brain keeps you safe. And what will you do in those moments? Are you going to meet yourself with compassion and learn and pick up and start all over? Because I hope that's what you would do if you've been listening to this podcast for a while now. So really think about what are some things that might get in the way. If you're someone who is saying, okay, one day a week, I don't want to work past, let's say 5 o'clock. What are some things that might come up? Oh, someone might send you an email at 4:40, right? Are you going to read it? Are you going to respond? So you want to be thinking about things like that and plan towards them. Just because you plan, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it helps your brain feel a little bit more secure that you're thinking about it. Your standards are very important if you want to live a burnout-proof lifestyle. If you want to live a life where you're thriving and feeling really good and excited to go after your dreams, you got to raise your standards. Stop waiting for people and circumstances to change. You can be the change that you're waiting on. So let's go. All right, my friends, have a beautiful week. And as always, keep thriving.